This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
طيب بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ثم ما بعد. I hope you guys alhamdulillah enjoying Ramadan. If you didn't notice that it's already actually the third night for the month of Ramadan, right? And soon it's going to be the last night probably. Wallahi, this is how time flies so quickly. And even though we barely started with the month of Ramadan, we're already feeling that it's going so fast. So how should we benefit from this? Look into the Quran, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. One of the things that I actually was listening to, subhanAllah, as we were reading from Surah Al-Baqarah, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, like the story of Musa alayhi salam, like the story of each and every one of us human beings in regards to the pursuit of something very important for us to feel safe in this dunya and in the akhirah. Do you know what that is that we all look for in this world of jama'ah? What is it that we're pursuing exactly? What is it? To give us that sense of safety in everything. What is it? Have you ever thought about it? Story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he went in front of that tyrant and he debated with him about who Allah is. Told him Allah is the one who gives life and death, and the man, he challenged that. But then Ibrahim gave him another example, the sun. It comes from the east, can you bring it from the west? But then later on, Ibrahim alayhi salam in the story, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a very unique question. What was the question he asked Allah azza wa jal? He said, my Lord, can I see how you bring the dead back to life? What was that question about? Like the story of Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel. When Bani Israel, they worshipped the calf, they were supposed to be bringing 70 of their elite leaders to go and stand before Allah Azza wa Jal, and there they need to bring their tawbah and repentance on behalf of Bani Israel. And as Musa alayhi salam was speaking with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala without translator, without any turjuman or medium or middle person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him, of course, directly. The people don't hear it. And Musa was conveying the message to the people of Bani Israel, the leaders. But they couldn't see and they couldn't hear. So what did they say to Musa alayhi salam? قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. Like, you know what? We're not going to believe until we see Allah Azza wa Jal with our own eyes. Like, we don't know if you're talking to anybody or you're talking to someone else. We don't know. We don't see it. We need to see. So what happened to Bani Israel in that moment? The leaders of Bani Israel, what happened to them, Jama'ah? They were all taken by a shock that killed them. And Musa standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of all these people dead. And he said, Ya Rab, لا تؤخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا. Don't take us accountable for what the sufaha, the losers, the ignorance have done amongst us, Ya Rabbi. Just like what's happening today to the Ummah, Ya Jama'ah. Allah musta'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua and the plea of Musa alayhi salam, and he brought them back to life. Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, while you were watching with your own eyes, how you were coming out from the dead. What did Musa alayhi salam do afterwards? Later on in his private meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal, again, well, he doesn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he just speaks to Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْكَ. Can I see you? Like, forget about Bani Israel. Me, can I see you? What is it that Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was challenged by that man, that tyrant, and he went and he asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, arini kayfa tuhyil mawta, let me see how you bring the dead back to life. And when Musa was asked by Bani Israel, we want to see Allah Azza wa Jal, Musa himself later on asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, can I see you then? What is it that we're looking for, Jama'ah, in all of this? Can you guys guess now? It's called Yaqeen. Not the institute though. It's tomorrow, inshallah. We're looking for yaqeen. We're looking for certainty. Certainty of what? The certainty of faith. The certainty of everything. When you're hungry, you go eat. What are you looking for? The certainty of what? Safety, that you can fill that stomach. And you can feel safe for the next day, probably. When you feel exhausted, you go to sleep. What you're looking for? The certainty of that safety, the ability to rest. And if you rejuvenate and come out afterwards, that's in physical matters. The same thing when it comes to the subject of faith. Our children, and that's why unfortunately in our time, a lot of our kids, they lose faith so quickly. They're young. Why this happening? Because we were raised as children to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah azza wa jal. And we loved our parents. Our parents were always our heroes until we hit puberty. Then what happens? Everything was being taken care of for us, so we had the certainty of everything through our parents. The moment you hit puberty, you start now developing your personal identity, your personal freedom, your personal choice, which is why you become accountable. Which is why everything stands count for you right now. And these young ones, they're looking for what? For certainty that once their parents were taking care of everything for them, including their food and their clothes and their schooling and everything. Now suddenly they start want to develop their own personal identity, their independence from their parents. And this is why they start having all these questions in their mind. They question everything you always taught them, even the everything about faith becomes questionable. Why? Because that certainty right now is left for them to pursue. You need to pursue it because that's your test right now. Your parents did their part. That's it. Now it's on you. Between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Which is why, what is the highest level of ibadah is called a jama'ah? It's called ihsan. And what is ihsan? Perfection. Excellence. Which is the base of this creation. And the reason for this creation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tabarak, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Who created life and death. Why? ليبلوكم. To try you and test you. For what? أحسن عملا. Who's going to be most excellent in their good deeds? Okay, so how do we define excellence? We define excellence the way the Prophet ﷺ defined it in Hadith Jibreel, when he came to him in the form of a man and he asked him about the 3 degrees of our faith. He said, what is al-Islam? What is al-Iman? And what is what? Al-Ihsan. So he asked him about this. He gave the answer to Islam, they gave the answer to Iman, and then came the answer to Ihsan. What is Ihsan? The highest level of faith. He said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah Azza wa Jal, you're certain, as if you're certain that you see Him. That's called the certainty of sight. عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. If you couldn't get to that level of certainty, then you're so certain that He's watching you and He sees you. 2 levels of yaqeen. And there are actually 3 levels of yaqeen. 3 levels of certainty people they pursue and they look for. Number one is called عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ, the certainty of knowledge. They're all mentioned in Surah At-Takathur. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. Says, verily, indeed, if you have عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ, the certainty of knowledge. How do we get that certainty of knowledge? From the information we get. From where? Reliable sources. If you're a believer, you trust the Quran. You trust the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You trust the ulama around you. If you're someone, you know, looking for on your own, you're going to have that experience to get that certainty. People, they look for that everywhere. And that's why they question the people around them, the reliability of the source. Like the beginning of the month of Ramadan this year, Jama'ah. We're looking for certainty through evidences of knowledge. So if someone comes from outside and says, hey, it's raining outside. And if the person is known to be a prankster, do we believe him? No, we say, whatever. But if the person who's coming from outside telling you that it's raining outside and you trust that person, he's a reliable person, we believe him. We develop what, Jama'ah? عين علم اليقين, the certainty of knowledge. But then some people, certainty of knowledge is not enough for them. What do they need? They need عين اليقين, the certainty of sight. What do? Even though they believed that person who said it's raining outside, what do? They go to the door to see. Don't you go to the window to see? Oh, really? It's raining. Well, you believed him when he said that, but why do you need to have that عين اليقين? It gives you that sense of security and safety and just like comfort. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam when he says, Qala bala, I believe it. It's not going to change my belief in that Allah is able to bring the dead back to life. But walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. It's my thing as a human being. That I just need to see it, that's all. Not that I'm actually questioning it. I just want to see the lightning, how it works, that's all. Walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. We need sometimes ayn al yaqeen to see that. And then, what is higher than that? There's something higher than عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. People come in. They say it's raining outside. Some people, they go and they watch and they say, oh, it's really raining. Other people, that's not sufficient for them. What do, Jama'ah? They get out. They want to touch the water first. Oh, wow, it is raining, subhanAllah. This is called حق اليقين. That's the certainty of experience. As Allah says, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ. If you truly have that certainty of knowledge, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. If you have the certainty of knowledge, you will have that sight of the mind. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ. You're going to see Jahannam in your mind, the eyes of your mind, not the eyes of your head, basically. That's the first thing, because of the knowledge. You bring that certainty. But if that's not enough for you, Allah says, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. And then you're going to see it, عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. The day will come. You will be resurrected. And you will see it with your own eyes. And then what? ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And then the day will come when you're going to be asked about if you ever had any na'im. Which means when you experience, may Allah protect us from Jahannam, you're going to be asked, have you ever had any na'im before? So that you're going to have that experience. So when it comes to the certainty, that's what we're pursuing in this life. From the time you're born, or at least reach the puberty, all the way until we die, it is all about the pursuit of yaqeen, the pursuit of certainty. Some people, it's enough for them to develop what? Certainty of knowledge. I trust you, so that's it. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy with that. And by the way, these people are the happiest people on earth. Because they trust the source, khalas, whatever you say, I'll take it, inshallah ta'ala. Others, no, they want to be custom-made yaqeen. So they want to have ayn al-yaqeen. So they argue, they discuss, they want to see for themselves, they want to read for themselves. And then other people, no, that's not even enough for them. They want to take it to the next level. So if you trust the source, you have no problem with that. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the highest man when it comes to the subject of faith in our deen among the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Why is that? Because he trusted the source. No doubt about him. He knew his man. He was with him. They grew up together. They saw him. He followed him. Basically, he knew the inside and out from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't need no extra information or evidence about the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the people, they start talking about the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-Isra wal Mi'raj, they came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and they said, "Ya Abu Bakr, did you hear what your man is talking about now?" So like he's saying a book comes to him from Sama, that's fine. But to travel from Mecca to Jerusalem to seven heaven and come back again one night, do you believe that? What did he say? He said, لَإِن كَانَ قَالَهُ فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. If this is true that he said that, like I don't know if it's true or not yet, but if he true that he said that, then I believe it. What is that, Jama'ah? That's عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. I don't need to see it because I trust the source. If you have that trust in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the source of your deen, wallahi, you will be the happiest person on earth. We live in time of confusion, and that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the fitna that will happen before the day of judgment. Time will be so confusing that people during the day will become believers. By the end of the day, they lost it. At night, they are believers. Their yaqeen is so high. By the time they wake up, they lost it. Why so? Because of the confusion happening around them. You need yaqeen? Go back to the source. This is the time Ramadan, the source of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's go back again to that source, inshallah wa ta'ala. Get engaged more with the Quran, Jama'ah. Read more. Listen to it more. Study it more. Learn about the meaning of it, inshallah wa ta'ala. And trust the source. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.